राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय सद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। फॉर न्यू डिवोटीज एंड सीनियर डिवोटीज मस्ट नो सम प्रिंसिपल्स ऑफ भक्ति। First, they should know what are the basic
rules and regulations.
What truth? Con truth.
Eternal truth.
Eternal truth. The fundamental truth.
Ten fundamental
established truth. And they are of ten kinds. Can you tell? You can understand and tell. No? Anyone senior Vaishnava? You? You also, you cannot do? You cannot tell? Then you will have to go and cut grass. That will take you off. Very, very friendly things to know. Suppose Sakha Prabhu, he made those 10 specific principles of bhakti. Not explaining, counting ten. You can understand the principle. Don't delay.
गुरुवे गुरुचंद्राय राधिकाय
महाले
सद्भक्ताय सद्भक्ताय
गुरु
महाराज टू मी द बेसिक प्रिंसिपल ऑफ द साधन एंड भजन
नो टेन बेसिक प्रिंसिपल ऑफ
भजन Or the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the chief of the saying in that is Bhaktivinoda Thakur written in his Jaiva Dharma. Amnaya Praha Tattam Harimham Sarvam Amnaya Praha Tattam Harimham Sarvasattim Rahamdhi Sadhinnam Sankhya Jeevana Prakriti Kavalitana Sadhinnam Sankhya Bhava Dheda Dheda Prakasam हरे साधन शुद्ध भक्ति शब्दं तत्प्रति उपदेशति जनान गौरचंद्र स्वयं सब
प्लीज काउंट देम 1 2 3 4 5 लाइक
एट फर्स्ट द अमने प्राह अमने दैट मींस गुरु परंपरा दिस इज दैट इज कॉल्ड द
नॉट गुरु परंपरा
एंड द वेद पुराण एंड उपनिषद
इन बोथ वैदिक गुरु परंपरा के ही बोला है हमने बोले ना इसका प्रश्न कुछ तू ही नहीं थे गुरु परंपरा इज नॉट
हमने
व्हाट इज हमने
अधिक प्रमाण अधिक प्रमाण पर आप तो ये बात
ना मेरे भूला है तो The literature, Vedic literature, which has been accepted by all
পূর্ব আচার্যগণ যেসকল বেদ পদ্ধতি প্রাণ থেকে যেসকল উপদেশ দিয়েছেন সেগুলো হচ্ছে আমরা আচার্য ব্রহ্মা নারদ And the, all the...
Don't explain so much from the very
Madhvacharya and the other or the Acharya give the instruction And there is the Ved and Quran and Upanishad. That is called the Amna. Amna Praha. This is the...
Amna Vipuji Dina. Or try to understand, because this is the platform of bhakti. If you are not knowing 10 principles, you cannot understand what is really bhakti, real bhakti. So you should understand.
Hare Krishna. Gurudev ordered me to discharge.
Are you equally carbatis? Don't worry.
The 10 fundamental doctrines of devotion. We have heard from Gurudev. Bhakti Thakur quoted this sloka, Amnaya Praha, Tattam Harimiha Paramam, Sarva Saktim Rasabhim, Tad Dhinnan Sangsya Prakitika Valitan, Tad Vimuktaṃcha Bhavat, Veda Veda Prakasam, Sakalamati Hare Sadhanam Suddha Bhaktim, Sadhsam Tatpritim Epadrupadhati, Janan Gaura Chandra Bhajetam.
I want to hear in evening session. If not a slow but 10 principles, I will ask anyone or a certain center what are the best. So you should all try to remember. Whether lady devotees or male devotees.
So first, Amnai. Amnai means our.
Amnai is
our basic succession. Adapted so many praman, proof.
Proof.
Amna is proof and another one.
Anything we want proof, whether it is right or wrong. So there must be some proof.
Amna
what is proof in eternal
success and
dignity. Paramat ke liye wo kya parshuri hai? Praman. For paramat.
For spiritual.
For spiritual thing, what is proof? Then Amnai is Praman. Then what is Praman? Amnai is telling.
So Amnai is Praman means proof. One is proof here and another nine is
Praman. You will come in and sit down. Jagannath?
Amnai is here proof, another nine is Praman. So what is Amnai? Which doctrines adapted by your disciplic succession from Vedas and other scriptures and other literature, it is called Amnai.
You know that Vedas are Shruti, but all Vedas are not Praman. The Vedas, Puranas, Upanishads and the literature which our disciplic acharyas have accepted as the proof. That is Amna and that is only proof. There are so many ways our disciplic orders, acharyas have not accepted. Purans, there are so many Samsi Purans that have not followed. So the Ved, Purans, Shruti, our disciplic acharyas have accepted as a proof. This is Amna and we follow this.
Without following this Praman, none can advance in Krishna consciousness. And another nine, rest nines are Prameya.
Among all scriptures, Amna Vani, Srimad Bhagavat is supreme.
Prameya.
Supreme book. Gita also, Ved also, everything. But what Srimad Bhagavat says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that it is among Praman.
Extremely true.
Okay.
So,
by these Purans, Bhagavatam and Ved Shastra, Amnaya Vani, nine Prameya comes. What is Prameya?
What is Prameya? Tattam Harimiha Paramam.
What is the meaning of Prameya?
By which we can adopt the Praman.
What Praman proof? What proof tells that it is true, it is tattva, that is called Praman.
What is proof indicate us that these are external truth. It is called Pramaya.
Yeah. So there are nine.
There are nine Pramayas. What is
first Pramaya?
First Pramaya is Tattam Harimiya Paramam. Hari is Param Tattva. That means Hari is Hari. Ete Changsa Kalapunsa Krishnastu Bhagavan Sayam. That Krishna is Hari.
Supreme Personality of Godhead is Hari. And that Hari is
Krishna himself.
This is the first
Pramaya.
Among them. Then second,
Amma Tattam Hariya Paramam Sarva Shakti Rasabdhin. He is Sarva Shakti Sampanna, he is Almighty.
He has all kinds of power.
Rasabdhin, he is full of ocean, he is mercy of Ras.
He is not full of mercy, but Krishna is hands out.
Ocean of Ras.
Ocean of Ras. Full of Ras, it is another thing.
But ocean of Ras.
Himself, Krishna is ocean of Ras. Third,
Fourth, Tavidhinnam Sanksya Prasiti Kavalitan. There are so many jivas in this world. Jivi is the part.
No. There are two kinds of
jivas.
So, one condition,
another liberated soul.
And both have come from Krishna. From his Shakti. So who is liberated?
Jivas are two kinds. One is liberated soul, another is conditioned soul.
So both coming from
Krishna, but not direct from Krishna. Ajinav ji of three kinds. One comes from Baladev Prabhu, the eternal.
No, don't go. Very simple. And then? Conditioned soul.
So, who has fallen in Krishna?
Who has fallen in Krishna and they fall?
And is born in Vandi
affairs. And they fall, yes. In case of these material affairs, they are conditioned souls. And beyond all these material things, Krishna is the tester of my Lord. They are liberated souls.
The specialty of these liberated souls, they are never tested before, never have they ever come. And never will they come to this world. Once they can come, I will issue the special test of Krishna. And otherwise, that is not what is.
They are ever liberated souls.
Vedavida Prakasam Sakalam, all are jeeves of. Dhidavid Prakash means difference and non-difference manifestation of Krishna.
At a time.
Yes, same time. Simultaneously they are difference and non-difference from Krishna. And sadhanam suddha bhakti.
How? They are also teeth vastu, having knowledge. And Krishna has also, he is also teeth vastu. But he is deep woman, very
intellect infinite and Jeev is infinitesimal.
Jeev can be
involved in Maya.
But he can. He is the master of Maya. Jeev is under Maya.
Sadhanam Suddha Bhaktin. So what is your sadhan? Sadhan is pure devotion, is sadhan for achieving Krishna consciousness. Sadhan.
How he can again come in his real position by adopting bhakti. Bhakti is what is the sadhana? To have the service of Krishna. There are so many means, karma, jnana, yoga, tapasya. But really they are not way to go to Krishna. Only the way is bhakti. Bhakti is only sadhana. There are no different ways to have Krishna.
And sabdham tat priti. What is our ultimate goal? To please Krishna. And sabdham tat priti ne pratupulse. Sabdham tat priti. Sabdham means our ultimate goal is sabdha. What ultimate goal? To please Krishna.
No, I don't know. Praying is absolute
goal.
Without praying, we cannot serve Krishna. So the goal of bhakti is to give Krishna praise. And what is this Krishna prem can serve Krishna so much, otherwise not. So our aim and object is bhakti, Krishna prem, and sadhan is bhakti.
Bhakti. So if there is no prem,
Krishna is there, but Kams has no
prem,
nothing to do with Krishna. What is to kill you?
If no prem, that Krishna will not be satisfied.
Now again, Amnar means Ved and Puran. This has been accepted by our
acharya.
These are Amnar. These are only proofs. And among these, Srimad Bhagavat is
Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam.
Second,
Tattam Harimiya Paramam.
Hari is only topmost Tattva, supreme personality of Godhead. And Hari is that Krishna.
And Sarva Shakti, He is Almighty.
Then,
fourth,
Rasa. He has all kinds of Shakti, power. Light is Shakti, Jiva Shakti, Maya Shakti, Hlani Shakti,
Antaranga Shakti,
Antaranga Shakti,
Samvit Shakti,
Samvit Shakti, Hlani Shakti, Illusory Maya, this, everything is possible.
Fourth person of Rasa.
And then?
Tad Dhinnam Sangsa Prakriti Kavalisan. He is two kinds.
Two kinds of Jiva have come from Krishna by His Maya, by His Shakti.
One is divided soul, another is conditioned soul. These two, that means six.
Then?
Tadvinaga Prakriti Kavalikan, Tadvinuktam Subhavat, Vedaveda Prakasam. Seventh is Vedaveda Prakasam. They are different.
This Jagat and Ati Jagat.
Yes.
And this Jiva. Three has relation with Krishna.
Different
Vedaveda.
Inconceivable difference and non-difference at the same time. And
sadhana is bhakti.
Sadhana, eighth is sadhana, is Suddha Bhakti. And ninth is sadhana, Krishna prem.
This ten makes him becomes a dasamula tattva.
Ten fundamental doctrines of devotion.
But
what
is
ten? Because nine is the
sadhana. Nine pramad, one pramad, makes ten.
Nine is up to nine and amna is one, so including one plus nine is ten.
Okay.
At first Amna is one, after that another nine is from here.
Right. I will ask in the evening class, be ready off. And if they will not answer, then I will tell them to stand off. On the bench. I will bring a bench and will start. And I will by their pity, there.
Don't take
then,
No danda.
No danda, what like? And even then, you are not remembering, then it will be come. I will bring my danda. All should know about 10 kinds of namaparas. In taking, you should know. Without knowing this, you cannot chant pure name. Who can tell what are the 10 namaparas? What are? Who will tell? Ten.
No. Stand up, please.
And count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, like this.
The blessing is by service, the devotees who have dedicated their lives to propagating the holy name of the Lord. 2, to consider the names of demigods. To consider names of demigods, even Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma, to be equal to or independent of the name of
if the Lord. If not understanding, they can do like this. Again, they read that. Second,
to consider the names of demigods, such as Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, to be equal to or independent of the name of Lord Vishnu.
What is it? Yes, sir.
To consider the names of the demigods, such as Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma, to be equal to or independent of the holy names of Lord Vishnu.
He has not told about Brahma. Generally, personally, they don't do mistake about Brahma. But generally they have some doubt about Shiva Tattva, very difficult Tattva. Sometimes Shiva becomes, himself Krishna becomes Shiva, or Vishnu becomes Shiva. And sometimes ordinary jeev is Shiva. Not ordinary, but extraordinary. Becomes Shiva. And cultivate the function of Shankar. So when Vishnu becomes Shiva, if there is no qualified jiva there, then they are abhinna. Understand? They are same. Because Vishnu is here, see. But when any jiva has become and cultivating the function of Shankar, see, then he is not equal to Krishna. Not same. Generally, Brahma becomes jiva. But Shankar, he is Sadashiva, like Vishnu. He does the function of Shankar, but actually he is Vishnu. But yet Vishnu is not like Krishna. Whether he is Vishnu or Jiva Tattva. So personal confusion in this, they have confusion about this. So in Shastra it has been told that those who think that Krishna, Shiva, Ram are same thing, they are doing so much mistake. This is Namaparad. We should know that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Shankar is not that. He is Das. So if you are thinking that both are same, then it is a very great aparad. We should know that. Second. Third.
Disobey the orders of the spiritual master.
First.
Guru Avagya.
Guru Avagya. Guru Avagya. Don't
disobey.
Disobey your Gurudev. Disregard Gurudev. You should give the honor like Krishna himself. Because he is so near and dear.
Sakshat Hari Krishna.
Also he has told in Srimad Bhagavatam, Acharya Ma Vijaniya. You should treat your Gurudev like myself. Not less than this. Yasya Deve Parabhakti. As you have bhakti in Krishna, Lord says you will have to bhakti in your Gurudev. Also not please, only that. You will have to serve him Vishamena Gaurav Seva. What is the meaning of that? Vishamena Gaurav Seva? Not only doing this. As a bosom friend, like a bandhu, he is mine, like this, having not so much affluence, that he is so high and I am so low. So Vishamena Gaurav Seva. So don't disobey your Gurudev, or don't think that Guru is mortal man.
Ordinary person. The first thing is the Vedic literature, or literature in pursuance of the Vedic version,
Have you understood?
Yes.
What he said,
you should. He said to blaspheme Vedic literature, meaning the Vedic literature is there emanating from the breathing of the Lord. So they are absolute.
ठीक है क्या बोला
बोले हैं जो वैदिक ग्रंथ हैं में भगवान से अभिन्न है इसलिए उनका अनादर नहीं होना चाहिए. ये चौथा पद.
Now this meaning is that sometimes Vedas are authority, no? All Vedas are authority. But sometimes we see in Vedas, in different parts, that something has been told and another time it has been cut out against this. So don't think that the two are contradictory. And don't disobey or don't have dishonor that you are thinking that it is against that. You should say, you should try to reconcile, and if you can reconcile, you can go to Jiva Goswami and the person is like that. They can reconcile everything. All Vedas have come from Krishna. So that should be no controversy. So don't disobey anything. It has been told for different kinds of devotees in different stages. Sometimes Swamiji has told something and another place he has written quite opposite. Don't think that he has done mistake. He has written for the
different
stages of a student's life.
According to time and purpose.
Yes. So all the words of Vedas or Srimad Bhagavatam are quite true. Don't dishonor. Then, what?
Sometimes we stand also to blaspheme literature in pursuance with presenting religion, knowledge of God. So for instance, the scripture of the Christian Bible, sometimes there may be some apparent contradiction, but we can reconcile with Srimad Bhagavatam,
yes.
Vedic Dasha. So yes. Same principle is there?
Yeah,
the same principle applies to literature which are like Bible, Quran from Muslim and Christian religion. We should not disrespect because we can reconcile in, we find it in other.
Sometimes we can reconcile, but there are some things we can't reconcile. Krishna has noted how you can reconcile. So sometimes we'll have to give explanations of this. Sometimes we can reconcile. To cut person, cut down, if he is not accepting Quran, by soul, this will be cut down. How you can reconcile? If anyone telling Ram Ram Krishna Krishna, or Jesus Christ or anything, and one says, oh, you think you should go Khoda. And if you are not able, how you can be concise? So Vedas are, they cannot tell anything again. Because they are perfect. In Puran, there are some things which can be rejected. But in Vedas, not like this. Srimad Bhagavat reconciles and some reject. Anywhere it has not told that you should reject your Gurudev. But Srimad Bhagavat tells, it is not in a line of
Vaishnava
and criticizing Vaishnava.
It is
knowing all Veda and Shastra, but even he should be given up. So you will have to reconcile all these things. Whereas they are adopting Srimad Bhagavat view, they are state, and where they are rejecting Srimad Bhagavat Siddhanta, they should be rejected. Understand? Then,
to give some interpretation on the holy name of the Lord.
Tathagatavado.
Interpretation of Tathagatavado.
Interpretation.
Yeah.
To take a different meaning. To speculate about the meaning of the name. To speculate about the meaning.
No.
It's about
different.
It's not the same. What is the meaning of Tathagatavado?
To give interpretation.
To have some realization from holy Naam chanting, and to think, oh no, not true. It can't be right. Too nice, too amazing.
Understand this faith? By chanting Hari Name, easily salvation can come. By chanting name, all opulence and so much wealth can come. Do you agree?
Yeah.
Some will tell, no. By name it will not come. It has been told so.
It has been exaggerated.
That is why he used to chant them and also do something for earning life. Men cannot get wealth, reputation and all this. He can give only Krishna name. It was the fact with Haridas Thakur when Brahmin is calling for this. So he is telling that don't doubt. Name, if Krishna is friend, he can give. Why he cannot give so much wealth? Why he cannot? We do nothing for wealth, but wealth is coming. So why it will not come? It will come by past activity. So don't worry at all. There was a boy who wanted to be renowned order. He left his home and went out of his village and he was going to Vrindavan. In the way he thought, what should I do? If I am not doing anything, then how can I take my food and I will not be alive? So what should I do? I should return to home or I should go for renowned order. In the meantime, he saw that there was an egg of any bird on the branches of this, on the branch of tree. It came down, it fell down on the earth and it was
broken.
A very little
baby bird
came, no eyes, only she was doing and she was so hungry, but her mother was not there. So we wanted some food. But who is this fruit? There was none to be. At once, that person saw that she was doing see.
Opening mouth
and
closing and
opening. In the meantime, he saw also that a very little and small
insect
can fly. Very little, very soft. And he sat on that egg water. And he was now could not fly, so he was doing very good and he became rock. Understand?
Yes.
And it became like a round figure. And it was very near to that bird's mouth and very easily when he was thinking doing, it came in his mouth. Easily. oh, Krishna can arrange everything. Why will he not arrange for me? So he can give wealth, reputation, bhakti, mukti, prema bhakti, everything he can do. Name is so much power. So don't worry for all these things. Otherwise you can do bhajan. So, if you think that it has been written in Srimad Bhagavatam and all other scriptures that name can give salvation, name can give Krishna prem, it is absurd, then it is a very big offense. Then, next.
To give interpretation on the holy name of the Lord, say something about the holy name of the Lord which is not true, not from real realization.
You are understanding what he is saying? What?
To interpret the holy name, to consider the holy name result standing to be something
different.
But it was a different result. Interpreting your own meaning.
बोले हैं हरि नाम का अपवाद या कुछ मिला जुला ही जैसे आपने व्याख्या की है अभी
बात तो हमने कहा जी
हाँ पांचवा सेवा मिलता जुलता है ना तो इसलिए पाठक ही नहीं कर पा रहे हैं
नहीं और फिर चौथी बात और हरि नाम कल्पना पाठ आचार्य
विद मंडेन वर्ल्डली माइंड say something about Hari Nam which is not
to consider the holy glory of holy name to be imaginary.
Yes.
No,
already said
so Krishna is no. Bhagavan has no state. Krishna has no state. No, Brahma has no state. So his name is also not. No name, no attribute, no qualification, nothing is in him. He is like a zero. So a name has been
imagination.
So name is like imagination. His state is image. Not true. This is very
great offense.
Then
to commit simple activities on the strength of chanting Hari Nam. Namno
Mahabhuji.
Nam ke bal par paap. Nam can defy all kinds of sins. So we should try to do sins also and also change names. So we will murder so many persons, killing cows, taking place and also chanting Hari names, drink so much wine, fall down on the earth, and dogs will come and appreciate you and wash your mouth. No harm. No harm. But we will chant and all things will go away. Don't do. Don't cheat anyone. Don't do any aparadha. Always try to be pure. Otherwise, it is a very great offense. It is true that now name can take all kinds of things. It is true. But don't think that I should continue by doing all this nonsense and I should also I have heard like this any person who thinks that I am Gaudiya Vaishnava and he tells that we should go to the person those who are involved in all bad things because they have no other way so let them drink let them test all worldly things. But yet they should take me. No, this is not. This is like off. Then?
To consider the chanting of Hari Nam, to use Hari Nam like Vedic fruited sacrifices.
Yes.
To do a ritual for some good, for some benefit, to do Hari Nam like this.
What do you tell it? Understand? What do you tell it? You should tell
it.
Loudly?
To chant the holy name with fruitful motives.
Karma.
कहना चाह रहे हैं हरे कृष्ण मंत्र की तुलना कर्मकांड में बढ़ने सब चीजों से करना सीखनी थी
करना चाहिए. Don't think that karma, yoga, jnana, tapasya to give alms to dan karma,
charity,
making schools and colleges and hospitals is equal to me. Don't think. In whole world there is nothing like me. Name is himself Krishna. So don't think like that. And first eight?
Don't
okay. First?
No.
To preach the glory of the holy name to a faithless person. So someone may be chanting name, but we tell him too much and he loses faith. We can't protect him.
Don't give Harinam in order to have praise, money, so many number of devotees. Don't do this. If he has no honor, no Shraddha, don't give Harinam. First create Shraddha and then. Otherwise it is the offense. And last?
Complete faith in the chanting of the holy name.
To have